All right, so what did we end off on? Os Chavtas ended with an amazing Zohar, no? So we ended off with an amazing Zohar. I'm out of 10 pages here. Oh, yeah, the Zohar and Shir HaShirim. And the things that a person needs to know. Okay? The things that a person needs to know. And we ended up very strong, right? If a person's not osik in these things, so then he's going to be locked out of all the gates of Hahu Alma. So Shaltiel is very upset. Shaltiel responds in Os Lamed. I don't get that. How could that be? How could it be that if I don't know the mysteries of the Bria, the mysteries of Hashem, how could it be that I'm locked out of all of Hava? How could that be? That's not the tachlis of what we do. What a strange thing to say in the name of the Zohar. The kol man de ozilahu alma below yediyah. That if a person goes to that world without the knowledge of these inyanim, afilu isbe uvdin tovin sagian, even if he has many mice and tovin, there's a lot of mitzvos. Mafkin le mikol tarin dahu alma, and they'll be locked out of all the gates of that world. How could that be? And he asks from a very halachic place. V'alo ikur limud ha-Torah hu ba'avur ha-maisa ha-nimshach v'mena. Why do we learn Torah? It's all about abstract ideas. It's about application. So how can you tell me a person who learns Torah and lives Torah and does mitzvos, he's going to be locked out of Olam Haba because he doesn't have the most esoteric ideas of Kabbalah, of Pnimiyas HaTorah? How can that be? The tachlis of limud Torah is what? Is maisa. Like Chazal say, Gadol Talmud Torah, Gadol Talmud rather, Shemevi Lide Maisa. The purpose of Talmud, the purpose of learning, is that it leads to action. V'loha Medrishua Iker Ala Masa. So how many Mamar Chazal do we need to teach us that the main thing is if you're going to just be, you're going to be a person who's swimming around in abstract ideas, but you're not living it, so then you, that's called missing the Tachlis, not the other way around. V'im Kein Eichi Tachin Demishe Gia La Tachlis. So how could it be a person who's achieving the ultimate goal, which is Shuhu Maisa Mitzvos, Shalo Yizka Lolam Haba, Bavur Chesrono Biyadilas, because he's lacking some abstract knowledge. He puts on tefillin, keeps Shabbos, eats matzah. He doesn't know every secret of it, so he's locked out. She'enam Heim Tachlis Hamiti. That's not the Tachlis. Lo Medrash Ha'ikar Ala Hamasa. Majitz Rebbe, the Yisa Bracha. Ever learn Yisa Bracha from Majitz? It's a great sefer. Super underrated. The Majitz Rebbe Yisa Bracha in Dvarim, he tells a story. He says that his grandfather, the grandfather of the first Majitz Rebbe, Rebbe Cheskel of Kuzmir. So he once had a chassid who wanted to come to him for Shabbos. And he couldn't afford to travel. He didn't have the means to travel. He says this on the Pasuk, L'imadatem osam u'shmartem la'asosam. L'imadatem osam, learn them, u'shmartem la'asosam. Shmartim lasosim. Don't just learn them, but make sure that shmartim lasosim. Make sure you do it also. Oh, you have one. Okay, good. Kavaldi.
That's the old one.
Is that the old one? Let's see. One page no now. Yeah, that might be too old. Here, take this one. So the Majid Sarebi, so he tells the story. So this chassid of Rebbe Cheskel of Kuzmir really wanted to be by the Rebbe for Shabbos. To be by Rebbe Cheskel of Kuzmir. So he couldn't afford it. He couldn't afford to travel there. So what did he do? He figured, you know, I'll sell something to make a little money. One of his friends had been by the house and was admiring some of his svarim the other day. He had this beautiful set of Medrash Rabbah. So he sold this set. He sold this set of Midrashim in order to be able to afford to travel to the Rabbah. But he was very tzabracha. Like after he did that, he's like, oh, such a beautiful set of svarim. Like he was having a lot of charat on his way to the Rabbah. He comes to Rebbe Cheskel of Kuzmir. And he comes to Erev Shabbos to give him Shalom Aleichem. And before he says anything, when he walks in, the Rebbe says to him, L'ha medrash ha'ikar ela ha'masa. The medrash is not the main thing, the main thing is the masa. And then he understood that he had sold his medrash. He didn't say anything, he hadn't told him. He took one look at him, he said, L'ha medrash ha'ikar ela ha'masa. Sell your medrash Shabbos to come to be with the Rebbe for Shabbos. So that's Shaltiel's question. Right? Shaltiel says, I don't get it, it's not... How could it be that you're telling me a person's locked out of Olam Haba, he does all the mitzvos, he learns and he applies, and he's achieving the tachlis, which is the doing. And you're telling me he's locked out all the gates of of that world are closed to him? How could that be? It's a strong question. It's a strong kasha. So Yehoyada answers, Lamed Aleph. Ein kovanas ha-zohar lomar shelo yiske lo'olam haba klal chas v'sham. So first of all, he says, read the Zohar carefully. It doesn't say that you're going to be locked out of olam haba entirely. That's not what it says. Aval le'inyin hu, the yesh bo'olam haba madregos elyonos ma'od. In olam haba, there are many worlds, there are many levels. U'mishalo zacha la'osim yedios, and if you don't have, if you didn't take the, you know, if you didn't take the prerequisites, right, then you can't get into that more advanced class. So a person who doesn't have these yedios, lo yuchal lichanes behem, you're not, you will be locked out of that particular place. And he says, that's the lashon of the Zohar. I'm not telling you, God forbid, a Jew keeps Torah and mitzvos. He's going to be locked out of every chamber in the Olam HaEmes. V'zeo shamru, that's what it says in the Zohar. Mafkin le mikol tarin dahu alma. He's being medayin. Hahu alma doesn't mean he's locked out of all the gates of that world. But of that part, that world means the world of those who study the secrets of the Torah. He's going to be locked out. So he'll say, okay, so I'll be in a different world. Well, we know. No one's... The lashon of Chazal, that a person is singed, a person is burnt by his friend's chuppah in the next world. In other words, when a person realizes that had I worked a little harder, as amazing as the Olam Haba I have is, a person feels burdened, terribly burdened in the next world, that I could have, but I could have gone up a level. I could have gone into the next chamber. I feel locked out of whatever's happening over there. So, again, says Yehoyada, I'm not saying Chas Hashem, you're not going to have anywhere to go. But Hahu Alma, that particular place, Kimi Oso Olam Levad, who the Mafkinle, from that particular world, he will be excluded. Aval Yelech Lamakom Haroy Lo Lefi Erech Masa, Vizet Pasha. Don't think I'm telling you, God forbid, you have nothing in the... It can't be, right? It cannot be that a person who learns and davens and does mitzvos, and he does it all in a very, you know, very much in the realm of revealed Torah, is going to be entirely cast out of Olam Haba. That can't be. V'chein Amru Bizar Parshas Yisro, Daf Tzadigim Lamed Beis. V'afal Gav D'lo Mechavin Bei Zakah Ihu D'Avid Pekuda D'Mare. And even though he wasn't Mechavin exactly like this or like that, but okay, he does Pekuda D'Mare, so he's going to have something. Meaning, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. But where you're going to get to matters also. V'tam Godol Haschar Shel HaYodeya Sodos HaMitzos U'Mekayim Osam. But let's talk about why it's so important to not say, I'm satisfied getting somewhere. Why is it that there's such a greater reward for a person who knows the secrets of the mitzvos and wants to live with them? Yoser mimish mekayim osam bilti yodios odam. Then the person who does the mitzvos in a very plain way, without a deep understanding of what he's doing. Hu lefi she'ina adam yachol lishtalim b'masa, turning the page, ha-mitzvos b'shlemus. Ki im al yedei yodios ha-chachmados. Because you can't say that I'm doing a mitzvah in a full way. Now again, there's always going to be more to the mitzvah that I can't do. But that's not an excuse. I can't even begin to claim that I did the shleimus of the mitzvah if I don't know a whole world of understanding of that mitzvah. That world is infinite, okay. But there's a lack of shleimus if I don't really understand what's happening, what's really behind this mitzvah. So to make this point, he says, let's talk about a few mitzvahs of the Torah. Let's talk about, what does it mean to know Hashem? Right? What does it mean to know Hashem? Is that like either I know Hashem or I don't know Hashem? Either I'm in or I'm out? Hinei hadivor harishon shel aseres hadivros hu anochi Hashem elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. The Rambam says that's the first mitzvah. Hashem tzisich ameres etzrayim. Okay, so what is the nature of this mitzvah? Upeirish hamitzvah zohu shetzivanu lahamin oleida sheyesh eloka mamtzi kol hanimtza mashkiach aleihem. The definition of this mitzvah is to what? We're commanded to believe and to know that there is a God that is a mamtzi kol hanimtza, who's responsible for all that exists, and not only that, he's mashkiach aleihem. He watches over them. He's involved, he's aware. Uvechlal ha-mitzvah hazo leida seder ha-nimtza mimenu. And part of knowing Hashem means caring, taking an interest in the things that Hashem has created, knowing how they work, the seder of all of it. Echu yisbarach shmo misadrum. I want to know, how has Hashem misadrum them? I care about the details. Umaniyam, how does Hashem operate them? How does He move them? Manhigam, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu guide them or direct them? How does Hashem control the whole thing? No, I know God does it. I think the simplest way to think about it is just in terms of like any human relationship. Would it be enough to tell my wife that I love her, but I like don't want to hear anything about her day? I don't want to know anything about her feelings. But I love you. I can declare 100%, I love you. But you don't want to know me more. You don't want to get to know me more. No. The knowledge I acquired on our first date is sufficient. Right? I know how many siblings you have. I know where you grew up. That's strange. We would all say, okay, that's not such a deep relationship. So why, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, do we look at it as, well, either I believe or I don't believe. And that's the deal. What does it mean to work on Amunah? Every Jew is stamped at Har Sinai. The Medrash Yerushalmi says, with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's our Pintel Yid. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, right? Kofin Osoat Shomer Rotsani. Every Jew wants to be a good Jew. Every Jew deep down in his heart believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what am I working on? What is the mitzvah? Lahamin and Leda, to work on knowing it. So what does it mean to know it? So I want to understand. I take an interest in it. How does Hashem run the world? How does He direct the world? How does He operate? The Rambam, the Rambam at the beginning of the Yesod HaTorah, Yesod HaYesodos V'Amud HaChachmos, Leda, SheYesha Matzoi Rishon, to know that there's a primary being, there's a supernal cause, there's something that started all of this and has seen it all through, V'Hu Mamsi Kol Nimsa. And He's the one who's responsible for all of existence as it is. Hamatsui hazehu elokei olam. And what is that starting point? What is that primary being? What is that supernal cause that thrust everything into motion? It's God. Elokei olam is the creator of the world. Adon kol aretz. V'hu hamanig hagalgal b'koach she'ein loketz v'tachlis. And Hashem keeps everything spinning in a way that's beyond any measure. Right? The Rambam in the third paragraph of Yesod HaTorah talks about nine spheres. It's about the nine planets. It's talking about something much, much bigger than that. Whatever it is, exactly these galgalim. Right? That Hashem is always moving. He's always actively involved in. B'koach she'en lo hefsek. The Rambam says Hashem is actively involved, right, in energizing and moving and breathing life into the world. Sha'galgal sovev tamid. These spheres, again, are in constant state of motion. And they can't move without someone spinning it. So interesting that the first mitzvah is Amun and the last mitzvah is, is Chanukah. Right? Of the 620. Mitzvah number one is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Mitzvah 620 is Chanukah. It's the last of the mitzvahs to Rabbanon. It's almost like the dreidel of Chanukah. That's the word I want to say. Right? It's always Makasha, the beginning and the end. Right? So what's the Chanukah? It's a lot to do with the moon in general. But the whole Indian of the dreidel is like, it's really, it brings you full circle back to Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the words of the Rambam. If you don't spin it, it's not going to spin. If you don't put it into motion, something's not energizing it. So that's all of our existence. That's all of reality. V'hu baruch hu ha-misaviv oso b'li yadu v'lo guf. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a hand, in a physical sense, doesn't have a body, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's moving all the pieces and aware of all of it and created all of it. V'yadiyas davar zeh mitzvah saseh, and knowing that deeply, not knowing that abstractly, knowing that, really understanding that, and knowing that is part of the mitzvah saseh of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. To know it in a real way. So, Ad Kan Lashono. Ad Kan the words of the Rambam. Harei shekosav ki yadiyas sivuv hagalgal v'kocho. V'shehu ha-manigoso, the fact that Hashem moves it, the fact that Hashem directs it, hu perish mitzvazu, that is the definition of this mitzvah. V'lo hizkir ha-rambam yediyas shar ha-nimtzam shalamala min ha-galgalim. You know why the Rambam stopped at knowing as high as these nine spheres as he describes in the third parak of Yesod HaTorah? You know why the Rambam stopped there? He says simply, l'fi shenela mimenu mitzvusam. The Rambam didn't go above that or beyond that because he didn't have the language to access that. We do. We have the Svarim. We have the Kabbalistic tradition that allows us access to that. The Rambam, like we learned, we spent time back in Os Yud Gimel, right, explaining what happened there. The Rambam didn't know. He didn't know. He couldn't have known. But none of that changes the fact that we do know. Right? We can go further. But what's very clear from the Rambam, even the great rationalist philosopher, the Rambam, the Heilige Rambam, is that the mitzvah does not start with simply saying, I know that there's a God. To understand every bit of how he created. And how he directs it. How he guides it through his life-giving energies. The Rambam spends prakim in the Yesodei HaTorah. It's how he begins. This is Aleph Aleph. You know? Yiddishkeit 101. So if the Rambam can only get as far as, you know, as his telescope, metaphorically speaking, could reach, right? So we can go beyond that. The Mekubalim have an ability to have greater shlemus in this Indian because they have the knowledge, they have the idea, they have the language. Because again, beyond the simple obligation of knowing that simple truth of Hashem's existence, Yodim Gamkin Sod Sfirosav, we understand, again, there's a language of understanding the mind of Hashem, the emotional attributes of Hashem, to understand the Mochin, to understand the Midos, right? The Ten Sfiros, V'Hanagaso Behem V'Yichudo Behem, and how Hashem's oneness permeates them. She Yediya Hanachona La'avdo. This is the proper Yediya in order to be able to serve Him. If I only know Hashem in this very superficial way, so that's not shlemus. So don't tell me, well, it's enough to, I check the box, I believe. There's a big difference between a person who is what? Who keeps Shabbos superficially and a person who is deeply connected to Shabbos Kodesh. Chafetz Chaim says, that's what we sing in the Zemer. Kol mekadei shvi karay lo, kol shomer Shabbos kadas mechal lo, scharo harbe ma'od al pivalo. What's the pshat? Kol mekadei shvi... Right? There's a level of honoring the seventh in the way that's fitting, or the way the Shabbos deserves to be treated. There's also a Shomer Shabbos, Kedas, in accordance with the law, Michalolo, from Chilol. If a person slept entirely through Shabbos, 25 hours straight, he was Shomer Shabbos, Kedas, Michalolo. He was not Michalol Shabbos, but he was not Mekadesh Shvi. So Chaz says the Chavetz Chaim, the Zemer tells us there's a big difference between the two. Scharo Harbe Ma'od, the Schar is much greater for the person. Al pipolo, in accordance with his effort. The person who made a, right, lasos as a Shabbos, the person who made Shabbos, is different than the person who passively didn't violate Shabbos. It's a big difference. So he's saying, so don't tell me that, you know, we're all equal because we all believe in Hashem. Abnam ha'osek b'pshat levad, a person who stays in the realm of pshat, it doesn't go to remez, doesn't go to drush, doesn't go to so, it doesn't go deeper. If he stays in pshat alone, lo yashle mitzvah zo al maskoy naso. He doesn't understand the full flavor, the full character, the full nature of this mitzvah. He doesn't get to it. Sharei ein lo yediyah b'dvarim halalu klal, because he's missing a big part of the story. V'i'ef shol l'kai mitzvah ha'manos ha'lukos karoi. He does not have the fullest emunah that a person is supposed to strive to have when it comes to knowing and believing in Hashem. Let's go a little bit further. Gam mitzvah ha'manos ha'yichud. Let's talk about the oneness of Hashem, right? A separate idea. Not only that, I believe that Hashem exists, which we just learned has many layers to it. How do I understand that God is the one? Right? So a person who's not interested in having an honest conversation will say, well, what do you mean? One is one. One means one. I'd be philosophical about it. What more is there to learn? Hashem is one. So says the Shomer Emunim, says right, our good friend Yehoyada, that's not true. One is not just one. One means a lot of different things. A person who doesn't study this deeply doesn't know what one means. They don't know what the oneness of Hashem means. The afal gav, because even though they'll say shekosuv hadarhu, right, they'll respond. He's paraphrasing a pasuk in Tehillim. Kosuv hadarhu, it's a well written verse. They'll say, what do you mean? What are you crexing about what is one? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What do you mean? I say it every day. Kabbalah Zemach Hashemayim. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What are you? It's an explicit pasuk. What are you handling with this? One means one. So says Yoyada. No, not exactly. Hinei kama dvarim yesh sha'omrim al kol echad ve'echad mehem shu echad. I can give you 10 different examples of what one means. You know what one could mean? Come on. Sha'omrim al rosh ha'minyan echad. If I have 10 apples, the first one is called one. Is it so different than apple number two, number three? It's the first in the number of what? V'haba achar of sheni. V'heim kulam shavin. They're all red apples. They're all Macintoshes. They're all the same type of apple. Right? So this is one. But two could also have been one. That's one type of one in a list. V'chein milas echa tomar al sug. Maybe one refers to a certain category. Right? We're all one. We're all human beings. Not one with the shtender. It's an inanimate object. So we're in a category. V'kolo minim rabim. Or maybe we could say that we're all one even with the shtender because we're all one part of planet Earth. That's also called one. V'al hamin. V'kolo ishim rabim. Maybe I'll take a particular group. Right? A subsection of society. Right. We're one because we're Jewish, and the Chinese are one because they're Chinese, and you start to so one can mean a lot of things. V'chol ish echad, how about within a person? Right, is my arm one with my leg? In a certain sense, an arm and a leg are different. In a certain sense, one person is kol el evarim rabim, is made up of many different limbs. V'guf echad yesh losha kitzvos, and a single body is made up of three different dimensions. Turning to Pidgin and Gimel. Right? That's also one. I have an Oyrech, and I have a Roichiv, and I have an Omecht. I have a length, a width, a depth. Right? So those are three, which is also one. So how am I Magdir one? V'nefesh achas, how about a soul? Is my soul one? Well, sort of, but then there's nefesh chaya, the nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida, so it's one, but it's five. So one's not such a pashut sugya. So listen to this. This is a great line. This is such a strong line. So therefore, let me ask you, Shaltiel, if you don't mind. Va'ata, ash'elcha shetodieni. I ask of you, please tell me, al eza derech ata ma min sh'Hashem hu echad. What's your version of Hashem echad? What would you say? Now that I showed you that one can mean so many things, you claim that one is so simple. What is one? Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. So I'll ask you, what does one mean to you? Are you convinced now that one can mean a lot of different things? Lubavitcher used to say very pasha, Enol Mavado. Enol Mavado. Did we mention this once? Three interpretations of Enol Mavado. Enol Mavado could be a quantitative statement. Enol Mavado, there's one God. Enol, there's no other God besides Hashem. Level two, Enol Mavado could be a qualitative statement. Right? Of course, I know there's not more than one God. Ein od mavado, there's no one, there's nothing like Hashem. So I know there's only one God, but of all the things that exist, there's a shtender, and there's a table, and there's a chair, and there's a Moshe Tzvi, but none of those things compare to you in terms of quality. Ein od mavado, there's nothing like you. Then there's a third level, which obviously Chassidus spends a lot of time explaining, which is Ein od mavado kipshuto. There is nothing other than Hashem. Well, how does that work? What does that mean? There's a perception that I exist. Okay, that's a perception. But really, ain od mavado. There's literally nothing other than Hashem. So it says Yehoyada. So let me ask you, right? What's your perish in ain od mavado? What's your perish in Hashem Echad? What's your perish in what it means to be mamin be'elokos? How do you understand that? There's a very strong story. The Klausenberger Rebbe. Klausenberger Rebbe passed away almost 30 years ago. He feels like more like a Rebbe from our generation, you know, coming out of the Holocaust. And that's when in the 1990s, 94, I think. So the Klausenberger Rebbe tells in his Svarim, you know, Chumash Rashi Shirim that he used to give. So he tells a story about two Gedolim who got into a fight. Two big Gedolim got into a fight. And one of them felt very strongly that he was right, and he wanted to put down this other person and try to almost convince him he doesn't have a right to an opinion. So he wrote them this whole long list, trying to prove, like, look how much Torah I know. You know, what do you know? So the list went like this, right? He said, every line began, Hayadata. Hayadata, Shaspavli Balpeh. Do you know all 2,711 pages of Gemara by heart? Because I do. Hayadata Dalit Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. Hayadata every shachintaz. Hayadata. Right? It's showing off. I know everything. I master kol Torah kula. Very strong, strong letter. So the other Rav, the other person wrote back. He said, "I'll admit, no, I don't have the mastery. I don't have the mind that you have. I don't know all those things about that." He says, but there's one hayadata I want to ask you about. He says, Ve'adata hayom vashevosa el avecha. He said, Hayadata, do you know that one? And you're saying, I got all the facts. I've collected all the information. Right? That idea you have? Or you're just like a big, like the Gemara refers to, you know, at least one place, you know, a person who's just a basket of books. Like, do you just collect information? Or Hayadata, do you know Hashem? So what is Hashem is one? What does that mean to you? Right. And to tell me that it's all you know, abstract, and it's not, you know, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Torah Or. You know what it's about? Chafetz Chaim wrote a little kuntras called Torah Or, a little skinny little sefer called Torah Or. Chafetz Chaim, in his sefer Torah Or, he says, Chafetz Chaim advocated for people to learn Kachin. He felt no one's learning Kachin, no one's preparing for Beis HaMikdash. He said, obviously, I'm Kohen, so obviously it's on the forefront of my mind, but everyone should be learning. We're going to have a Beis HaMikdash soon. To be ready to understand the responsibilities of a Beis HaMikdash. No, why aren't people learning Kachin? So Chafetz Chaim writes in Torah Or, in the second parak, he says, people claim Kachin is not relevant. Kachin is not relevant. It's not halacha l'maisa. So Chafetz Chaim says, that's the most ridiculous claim that I've ever heard. And people claim that. Like, why don't you learn Kachin? It's not, what's the point? We don't, it's extinct, b'zman hazeh. So Chafetz Chaim says, he writes it very strong. He says, are you really telling me that everything else that you learn, that every mesechta the yeshiva picks is always halacha l'maisa? That's the focus of morning seder in like any yeshiva? Halacha l'maisa? He writes, I wrote down the lashon. He says, Ein yisron lahem seder nezikin meseder kachim. What's the mile of nezikin? Or what, everything you learn in nezikin is... So people learn makos, people learn sanhedrin. There's all sorts of things we learn that are not halacha l'maisa. And certainly the way that we learn is not, we're not always, don't claim that we learn everything alibal de hilchasa, everything leads to something I could apply in a halacha l'maisa sense. Right? So sometimes people shy away from this lima, they say, what do I need this for? It's not halacha l'maisa. Knowing Hashem deeply and having a relationship with Hashem is halacha l'maisa. It's absolutely halacha l'maisa. And knowing that it's not enough to just say Hashem achad, that's enough. Or to say, ani ma'amin. You know, what does that emunah mean? I mean, if I say I love you to my wife, but it doesn't mean anything, so that's not a real relationship. It's not built on anything. There's no depth to it. So, again, circling back, I'm not saying you're not going to get olam haba, he says. You'll get some type of olam haba, but there are worlds you're going to be locked out of. And that should interest you. You should want to know how Hashem runs the world. You should take a great interest in that. That's part of the basic mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, let's just do a drop more. We'll start Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. So Shaltiel responds, "Ein ani choishesh ledas hadikdukim ahem. Ki dai li b'she'amin sh'Hashem hu echad. Kamo sh'nemar, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem echad." He said, what do you want from me? I'm satisfied. He says, isn't it enough for me to just say that I got it down, I got the basic thing down? What do I need all these dikdukim? You're going to tell me three perushim and ain't old milvado. Right? You're going to tell, I know a person has a soul. I have to understand what the inner workings of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida. I have to know the names of the spheros. I have to know these things. Why isn't it sufficient that I simply believe Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? I have to know Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the same gematria as the number of psukim in Megillas Esther. I have to know that. You know that? 167? I have to know. You're trying to find Hashem in the Megillah. You can't find Hashem in the Megillah. Oh, all 167 psukim is gematria. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I need to know that. Why do I need to know that? Huh? 167. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's 167. I have to know. I'm a good Erlich Yid. I learn. I do. That's sufficient. U'kashani mekabel alai ol malchus shamayim. Stop hacking me with all these different levels. When I cover my eyes and I say Shema, ani machashev shakadosh baruch hu echad b'shamayim uva'aretz uva'ar baruchas olam. I do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Hashem is one above and below in all the four corners of the earth. Dayenu. So he responds. He's starting to lose it with him a little bit, right? Alecha amar kras. So Yehoyada responds in Lamed Gimel. Alecha amar kras. About a person like you, you're so unfair what you're doing. You're claiming like you're fully committed to this, but you're not willing to like put time into it. You're not willing to go deep. Bepiv usfasav kivduni velibo richak mimeni. With your lips, with your mouth and your lips, you honor me, but your heart is far from me. You're saying the right things, but you're not living it. Vatihi your asim osi mitzvas anashim ulumada. Pasuk in Yeshayah. Your yira, your performance of your whole performance of mitzvahs is lip service. Dibarnu dofi. You're claiming you love me, but you're not willing to go deep in our relationship. Halo im yomer adam kol hayom. If a person kicks and screams all day, ani ma'amin shehashem yizbarach echad. I believe that Hashem is one. That's nice. You don't know what that means. Ma mo'elo. You could say the words. Ani ma'amin that Hashem is one, but that doesn't mean anything to you because you have an incredibly superficial understanding of what that is. This morning we were learning in our first year. This morning we were learning the sefer Musar HaMishnah. You know Musar HaMishnah? You've seen the sefer? It's a Gevaldik sefer. He goes through the Mishnayos. He was a rav in Denver, Colorado. Yehuda Leib Ginsburg was his name. He passed away in the 1940s. So he writes there that. So he takes the Mishnayos and he writes, you know, lessons from the Mishnayos beyond the halachic pshat. So one of the things we were talking about this morning is on the Mishnah, opening Mishnah Pesachim, or lar basar, bod kenes hachametz, lor aner. So he says, what does it mean to be bod kenes hachametz, lor aner? He quotes the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hey. If a person has Yisurim, he should make a chashbon and nefesh. If he makes a chashbon and nefesh and he just can't find anything, yitle b'bitl Torah, he should assume the reason he's being punished is bitl Torah. So he explains, as other tzaddikim do as well, yitla b'vitl Torah doesn't mean that your avera is b'vitl Torah, because then you should have realized, what avera do I have? B'vitl Torah. No, the reason you can't find anything, the reason you can't find any of your shortcomings is because you don't even know what you're looking for. You don't know enough to even know what problems you have. If you learn more, then you'll realize, oh my gosh, I don't know what echad means, right? And that's bod kenes hachametz or haner. You need kiner mitzvah Torah or to figure out what your chametz even is. I don't even know what my issues are. So a person, he says, it's all lip service. Pivu sasav kivduni velibo richak mimeni. A person says, ani ma'amin jashem yisparach echad. Ma'amo'elo. So what? That's nice that you said it. Im eino mitzayer belibo eichu achdu. So I don't know what those words mean. So what meaning does it have? What depth is there to it? Ki amuna eina hamir v'peh. You think that's what amuna is? Amuna is lip service. That's not what it is. Ki emes ames hadavar b'machsheves haleiv itztayro b'secha. Amuna is what is coming to the true understanding and internalizing it in one's heart, right? And being able to picture it in one's mind. V'amira b'peh hi lahoros masha b'leiv. And halavai, my lips should just be what? An expression of what I really know and feel in my mind and my heart. And if my heart believes in multiplicity, my heart believes in more than one God, even in some small way, because in some way I don't understand the fullness of what absolute oneness means, and I haven't put time or interest into studying that sugya. So you can say all day, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It doesn't mean anything. So therefore, we need to learn, like our Rebbeim, who have access to this Torah, teach us. Right, I need to understand, again, the pasuk that I told you that he wrote back in that letter. I have to know, what is Eino Maval mean? What is Echad mean? What does Amuna mean? I have to care about that, I have to work on that. Because to just say it and to not really internalize it, it's not going to do it. All right, maybe we'll stop here for tonight, because I have to be on a phone call in 2 minutes. So. All right. We should be zochah to carry this thing.
The only
bracha I ever heard before now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, which one? That Mizdar is the aliyah for Bereshis.
Yeah.
On Simchas Torah, like there's a whole nusach even that's like Mayer, but like right after we finish Mizdar's bracha.
We want to immediately go back to Bereshis. Yeah, why?
So he says that when it comes to Lavan, it says that he had like a crooked leaf.
Yeah. So we want the Lavan and the Bez to be properly connected.
Bez come together because there's 32. There's 32 in the Torah. I think there's 32 leaves in the Torah, something like that. And you want to connect this one.
Straight in and out.
Straight in and out.
Wow.